You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To start off with, what does the study discuss and what is it about?
Well, the study is looking at our large and culturally diverse growing up in New Zealand sample. So this is a group that's been tracked over many years since their mothers were pregnant with them. And we've got about 5,000 kids now who've been assessed for depression symptoms at age 12. So the study that we've just published is looking specifically at that really important perinatal period, which is when the children were in utero, so during pregnancy, and that 1 year postpartum. And there's a lot of research showing that, you know, early life adversity and early life conditions can really impact on multiple outcomes throughout a child and adult's life. In this study, we were looking at some known risks for depression, and we've got from 0 to 8 risks that we've found, and the more risks that the child was exposed to during that perinatal period, the greater the likelihood of very high depression symptoms at age 12.
So adolescent depression has risen greatly over the last decade, persisting into adulthood. What do you think is the greatest cause for this?
Oh, I think it's too complex to detangle in a few minutes. I'm really interested in that early life and how the early life adversity can impact on kids. So we know that things like smoking, drinking alcohol during pregnancy, maternal depression and stress during pregnancy, and then postnatally, poor mental health, parental conflict, material hardship, all of these things which can be changed potentially, and that's where the interventions should start. The more of these exposures that a fetus is exposed to, then the higher the risk of their poor outcome.
In the research paper, it was mentioned that adolescents were at an increased risk of depression if their mothers smoked or drank. Why do you think that people choose to drink or smoke while pregnant, despite many warnings?
Well, I don't think we have as many warnings nowadays as we should. I think that people have been a little bit distrustful of research. I think that I've heard many pregnant women say to me, oh, well, the women in the Mediterranean countries seem to drink and their kids turn out fine, but they don't. You know, we do have a range of problems that result from mothers who do drink and smoke and take drugs and so on and don't follow the accepted, you know, prenatal care. So I actually don't think that a lot of mothers realize that smoking is still harmful, and even having a few drinks a week. And in our study, it was 4 or more drinks per week that the mothers were admitting to. 11% of our sample still smoked. So I think that obviously these are behaviors that are very difficult to cut down on and manage, but there are still an awful lot of women in New Zealand and internationally who don't seem to be getting the message. And it's also addressing material hardship, so postpartum and maternal mental health during that first year post-birth. So all of that also need be managed, I think, and addressed if we're going to really help this mental health crisis that we're in.
And in the paper, it mentions a CR approach. Could you please explain what this is?
Yeah, so it's a cumulative risk approach. So we know that it's multifactorial when we're looking at risk exposures. And so we basically gave every child, almost 5,000 of them in the cohort, a score between 0 risks all the way up to 8 potential risks, including those risk factors that I've just been outlining. And what we found is that 1/4 of the sample had no risk, which is fantastic. About 64% had 1 to 3 risks that they were exposed to perinatally. And then that highest group, 4 and more risk, was the top 13% of the cohort. And it was that sort of cutoff that made it quite likely for that group to go on to have some serious depression symptoms at age 12.
Are there any other substances or behavior that you examined that could affect adolescents?
We are looking at other areas of the life other than the perinatal period. So we do know that the parenting practices are really important. We know that good mental health postnatally with the mothers, we know that managing screen time and getting lots of exercise both for the parents and for the children themselves, all of these things can work towards being sort of protective factors as well. So even though this study was just looking at pregnancy and that short period postpartum, and that's really important to get set that period up for good outcomes, children's lives in general, you know, what happens can also impact in a positive and a negative way. So yeah, we've still got some research to do, but we've got some good findings so far.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.